USC election challenge 2016 getting the anti-austerity struggle onto the ballot paper. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition TUSC, in which the Socialist Party is a key component, has stood candidates on a clear no-cuts platform since its formation in 2010. But won't standing this time undermine Jeremy Corbyn's aim to change Labour into an anti-austerity party? Socialist Party Executive Committee member Clive Heemskerk looks at the arguments. With nominations about to close, TUSC is likely to have well over 300 candidates in the English local council elections on the 5th of May, including candidates for the mayoral contests in Bristol and Liverpool. In addition, there are three regional lists of TUSC candidates in the Welsh Assembly elections and six Scottish TUSC constituency candidates for the Scottish Parliament. With the election last summer of Jeremy Corbyn as Labour Party leader, the political situation has changed since TUSC was formed in 2010. It was co-founded by the late Bob Crowe as a coalition involving the RMT Transport Workers Union, the Socialist Party and other socialist organisations, individual leading trade unionists, and working class community campaigners. Labour MPs. Although the forces of capitalism organized within the Labour Party are heavily entrenched, dominating the parliamentary Labour Party PLP and council Labour groups in particular, the battle between them and the anti-austerity forces that crystallized around Jeremy's leadership campaign has still not reached its conclusion. The TUSC National Steering Committee has taken into account the new opportunities that Corbynism represents for rebuilding socialist working-class political representation. There are no TUSC candidates standing against Labour councillors who have voted against cuts in the council chamber or new Corbynist candidates who have made a pledge to do so. But over 90% of Britain's 7,000 Labour councillors did not support Jeremy Corbyn for leader and still continue to vote to slash local public services. They are the candidates which TUSC is standing against. But won't the pro-capitalist Labourite, with their PLP majority, use any sign from the May elections to move against Corbyn? Isn't it better, the argument goes, even from some who sympathise with TUSC, to not stand candidates this time? To not take on the Labourite in the hope that Jeremy won't be challenged before the next general election in 2020, or earlier as the Tories begin to implode? These are questions that have to be addressed as the TUSC 2016 election challenge gets underway. What is clear is that Labour is still not an anti-austerity party in practice. Despite Jeremy Corbyn's leadership victory on an anti-cuts platform, 6 months later every Labour-led council has voted for further cuts to local public services. Jobs lost. An early survey by the GMB Union of the first 52 councils to set budgets identified a total of 25,165 planned job losses, with 22,128 being made by Labour-controlled councils. More job losses have been announced since then, and, although there is not a national picture available yet, Labour councils will sack at least a similar number of workers this year as the number of those who face losing their jobs from the crisis in the steel industry. And the slaughter has been, as Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says about austerity generally, a matter of political choice. Just the 58 Labour-led councils with elections this year had combined usable reserves going into this year's budget making meetings of £4.5 billion. If these had been pooled and supplemented by using councils' borrowing powers, no Labour council would have needed to make cuts this year, giving time to prepare a national confrontation with the Tories for more funding for local councils. The mass anti-austerity sentiment revealed by Jeremy Corbyn's leadership campaign still needs an electoral expression, because in the vast majority of cases it will not be the Labour candidate that provides one on the 5th of May. But won't standing TUSC candidates, even just against austerity Labour councillors, provide the excuse for the right to move against Jeremy's leadership? The truth is that whatever Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell may do to try and accommodate the right, Britain's capitalist establishment, who the Labour right represent, are not reconciled with their leadership. The Blairite Guardian columnist Martin Kettle made the point that John McDonnell's plan for steel, in which nationalisation would be strictly temporary to help stabilise tatter assets before selling them off, is far weaker than the Labourites' proposals for nationalisation in the 1960s. but conceding to even the limited program of Corbynomics would be perceived as a victory by the working class, whetting their appetite, and building confidence for a broader struggle, including support for clearer socialist ideas. So the labor right will not be appeased. Another example was the Corbyn and McDonnell letter on legal budgets sent to Labour Council groups in December, which, whatever its intentions were, was seized on by Labour councillors to justify passing on the Tory cuts. See no retreat on resisting council cuts at socialistparty.org.uk. But council workers have heard their anti-austerity phrases, and, in January, the national bodies for council workers in both the Unison and Unite unions agreed policy calling for Labour councils to set no-cuts budgets by using their reserves and borrowing powers as a first step to a national campaign, the policy that EUSC candidates will put on the ballot paper in May. The majority of Labour candidates, on the other hand, see winning in 2016 as a chance to be in place until 2020 and to use their public positions to organise against Corbyn and the anti-austerity movement. And if there was a Corbyn-led Labour government, such figures would play a similar role to those PASOK officials and public representatives who joined Syriza as it overtook the Greek equivalents of New Labour, but who were then to the fore in pushing for it to accept austerity. Why should we meekly go out and canvass support for those who will use their positions one to do everything to defeat us? At a recent PLP meeting, Jeremy Corbyn refused to answer questions from the right on what he would consider to be a good result in May's elections, and rightly so. An opinion poll for Sunday's Observer showed a sharp rise in disapproval of David Cameron, and the Tories just 1 point ahead of Labour. But the last time the English council seats were contested, in 2012, Labour was on 38%, 7 points ahead. In Scotland, Labour is not guaranteed to win second place over the Tories. Whatever the results on the 5th of May, the right will interpret them for their own purposes. Tories in disarray. But there is no clause in Labour's constitution that says the results in May should trigger a leadership contest. It would just be a pretext. Jeremy Corbyn and his supporters need to go on the offensive, including stating boldly that a party of struggle with fewer MPs, but a fighting socialist program, would have a bigger impact in defense of the working class than a party with a couple of hundred MPs, but which accepts the policies demanded by capitalism. The Tories are in disarray, forced to retreat on proposed cuts to tax credits and disability benefits, and with a real prospect of rupture over the EU referendum. So why should right-wing Labour councillors not be put under pressure to resist their demands for austerity by Jeremy Corbyn and his supporters and the Labour Party and EUSC candidates at the ballot box? What is needed is the type of campaign that was mobilised inside and outside the Labour Party to secure Jeremy Corbyn's victory, this time to take on the forces in Labour defending the capitalist establishment, not seeking unity around their pro-austerity agenda. The right wing will move against Jeremy Corbyn. It is not a case of if, but when, and the important question is how, can the anti-austerity movement, that was mobilized by his leadership victory, avoid being dissipated in May's elections, but be organized for the battles to come? The simple message of TUSC's election campaign, that politicians who vote for cuts, cannot be allowed a free run at the ballot box, is part of that struggle. 58 Labour councils have £4.5 billion in reserves that would make cuts obsolete.